Welcome to the Jed Breaks Bread Podcast. I am Pastor Jonathan Edwards, but my nickname Jed has been with me for the last 15 years. My goal is to encourage believers to have an orthopraxy as strong as their orthodoxy, that Christ might be honored and glorified through our lives. Good morning and welcome to today's episode of the Jed Breaks Bread Podcast. Today we're going to be continuing our discussion on shepherding a child's heart. We're looking this morning at the worship orientation of the heart. What is worship orientation? Well, Paul defines it for us very clearly in Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. He says this, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who, by their unrighteousness, suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God, or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and they exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man, and birds, and animals, and creeping things." Every man is created with a worship orientation. Adam had a worship orientation. And for a few days, maybe a few weeks in the garden, he directed his worship orientation towards God alone. But when Eve was deceived by Satan and she ate the fruit, Adam, who was standing by her side and watching the entire episode unfold in front of him, instead chose to worship Eve over God. He chose to worship his wife and eat along with her, even though he knew it was wrong. That is worship orientation. It is what your heart desires the most. It is those things that speak to you, and when they speak to you, you must respond to them. As we mentioned previously, a worship orientation could be a set of idols in your heart. It could be the true words found in the Bible that record for us God's revelation about himself, about the creation, about our condition, and how to fix it. Worship orientation is something that every single person has, and as Paul points out in Romans chapter 18, those who are unbelievers, who do not know God, have a worship orientation directed towards gods made in their own image. Look what it says in verse 23. "They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their heart to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." Your children develop a worship orientation very quickly in life. They learn what kind of things are pleasing to them. They cultivate in their hearts little idols. And you can observe this, especially in 2- and 3- and 4-year-olds, because they wear their hearts on their sleeve. When they throw a giant temper tantrum because they didn't get to watch a certain television show, or because you told them it was time to put down a certain set of toys and go to bed, when they throw that temper tantrum, they are manifesting outwardly their desire to worship something that is other than God. How does that work? Well, it's because You, as the parent, stand as God's representative before your child, giving them the commands of the Word of God, explaining the truth to them, and when they rebel against what you say, they're showing that their rebellion is not just against you, but it's really against God, because they don't want to submit to the authorities that God has established. The worship orientation of a child is obvious when they're toddlers. Sometimes it's obvious when they're in elementary school. But as they grow older, the worship orientation can become less and less clear. Children, like adults, learn how to do what is best for them, that they are able to get along without conflict and without difficulty in their lives. And so children raised in Christian homes begin to learn and understand that mom and dad expect a certain type of behavior. Mom and dad have certain rules and regulations, and children will learn what those rules and regulations are. They'll learn what the appropriate behavior is, and they will conform to that outwardly because they want to get along in peace in life. Inwardly, there may be a totally different worship orientation. There may be a hidden or secret rebellion. And so many parents who raise children according to the Word of God, and then those children grow up and walk away from the faith, wonder, well, what happened to my child? And they blame external circumstances like college or the influence of friends or the influence of the culture. And while those things are true and they do have an influence over the children, the reality is the child had a worship orientation that was bent toward idolatry. A worship orientation that did not want to honor God as God. But that child hid it for many years because it was easier to hide that wrong worship orientation than it was to rebel against parents, than it was to go against the grain and have conflict. But as soon as they had the opportunity to get out on their own, to make their own choices, to do what was really in the desires and the deep recesses of their heart, at that point, the worship orientation exposed itself for what it really was. This is why, to sum up what we've been talking about, shaping influences, the idols of the heart, and shepherding, it is critical for parents to think beyond the external. External conformity to law says nothing about a child's heart. It can say a few things, but it doesn't tell you the true extent of what's going on in the heart of that individual person. The work of shepherding comes when parents make the conscious choice and effort to investigate why, to ask probing questions, to seek to draw out the wellspring of the child's heart. What is it that is in the overflow of that child? What is it that's inside that child that really wants to come out maybe, but the child is repressing it? Your children live out of their heart. You, as an adult, live out of your heart. And this may be a very different way of thinking than you have experienced before. What's important for us to understand is that God recognizes this. Jesus recognizes this. Jesus is the one who taught on this in Mark chapter 7 and Matthew chapter 15. When he instructed concerning the Pharisees that it's not the things that go into a man that defile a man, but it's the things that proceed out of the man that defile the man. The things that proceed out are what demonstrate the worship orientation that we have. So how can you come alongside your child to show them that it's not just them who struggles with idolatry? I think this requires a level of honesty and transparency that many parents are either unwilling to have or unable to do because they lack the time or the courage to do so. How do you come alongside your child? It requires deep conversation. It requires a great deal of transparency. It requires parents to ask their children for forgiveness when you sin against them. It requires parents to ask the children to forgive the parent when it's obvious that the parent is worshiping something that's not God. When I, as a parent, respond in sinful ways to various circumstances that occur in life, what I need to do is I need to go and share with my child, you know what? Daddy was serving himself. Daddy was being a man-fearer instead of a God-fearer. That's why I made this poor decision. Daddy was more concerned about what other people thought than about what God thought. Or it could be Daddy was being self-centered. He was interested in taking care of his health or maintaining a certain level of respect or status within a community. And because I was serving those idols, this is why I responded to you in the way that I did, or this is why I treated your mother in a way that I did. Children will begin to understand that their actions are also motivated by the orientation of their heart. When parents are willing to be transparent and to confess the ways that parents have worshipped the idols of the heart. Now, does this mean as a parent? Does this mean as a parent that you have to express the deepest and darkest secrets that you've ever done to your children? No, of course it doesn't. You need to be able to share with them in a reasonable and rational manner the truths from God's word that you recognize you're lacking in, that you recognize where you fail. But on the other hand, you can also use it as a positive teaching moment. When you do fail, you can talk to them, here's how Dad should have responded from the word of God. You know, what I should have done when I felt pressure from other men to do something that the word of God said I shouldn't do. What I should have done is I should have stopped and prayed. I should have brought to memory some scripture. What I should have done is considered how God viewed the situation and not how I viewed the situation. These are the things that we must use as examples in teaching and shepherding the hearts of our children. We must remember as parents that we are much more similar to them than we are to God. Yes, we may have been Christians for many years. We may be regenerated and they may not be. But the fact of the matter is, we are more like them because we share the same nature, because we live in a sin-cursed flesh, because we live in a society that is under the curse of sin, and we deal with the daily circumstances of a sin-cursed world, we are much more similar to them than we are to God. And we can't create this artificial distance between them and us. What we must do as parents is help them understand the worship orientation of their heart. As we seek to better understand the worship orientation of our heart, and as you do that together, you will create a bond with your children that is both powerful and influential. And it will be based on truth something that can never be robbed or taken away from them.